And the church said, amen.
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 And amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let us gather together. Thinking of our text of Hebrews 12, I want us to think about that second verse of chapter 12, fixing our eyes on Christ, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. I want us to gather in that spirit of love that Christ has taught us. We heard in the sermon yesterday about organization and business and things that hinder us, and we need to strip off some things. I want you to know that we don't have Robert's Rules of Order. We have the Holy Writ. And so as we move forward to be about God's business, his worshipful work together as the region, I want us to be reminded that we are to listen in love, speak in love, that we might be fully about God's business. Would you pray with me? O gracious and merciful Creator, whose house we have gathered in, whose Son's name we have gathered in, the power of the Holy Spirit which indwells in us, we ask that you continue to have your way during this time as we seek and discern to be about your holy business in this world, touching those who are on the edges, reaching out to those who have been hurt both in and out of church, that we might be true witnesses, stripping off all that is not of you, that hinders us from being your children, your witnesses, your light in dark places. That is our prayer. We know that you're able to do all things except for fail, and we're going to need you here in this place. In God's name. In the name of Jesus, we say amen. And amen, amen, amen. My time is running out to do these things. I am calling this business session to order. There will be two amendments, two changes to the agenda. One is a point of privilege I'm granting to Robert Bright. And the other is to Reverend Ruben Rodriguez, as he brings a report to us, a challenge to us, as we as region attempt to respond to Puerto Rico. We at the regional board have decided that it is an important thing that we as the region undertake, and we're going to ask him to bring us information on that. Amen. So our first order of business is the approval of the Spring Feast minutes from 2016, which was found on page 27. I pray that you had time to look over it. And I would certainly entertain a motion to accept those minutes. Is there a motion? Are there any questions? Is there a second? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All against by nay. Are there any abstentions? This motion has passed. We have accepted the minutes from Spring Feast 2016. So at this time, I invite our Reverend Joanne Bell Haynes as our executive regional minister, the one that I call pastor friend, to come forth with her report.
Good evening, God's beloved. Good afternoon, God's beloved. We are still feasting, and wow, I don't know. I hope you're not full because there's still another good 8 hours to go, right? Since the last gathering, regional gathering, the spring feast, you called me back in February of 17 to be your executive regional minister. And I came into this position saying to you that I would listen, that I would learn, that I would inspire, I hope, that I would lead and equip. One of the passages of scripture that has guided my ministry over these 18 years has been the Ephesians passage, chapter 4, verses 1 through 7 and 11 through 13. And I want you to just hear them for me so that we can situate ourselves in what the state of this church is and is becoming. I therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father and Mother of all, who is above all and through all and in all. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers, and the list goes on, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, to build up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. But each of us has been given according to the measure of Christ's gifts to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity and the full measure of Christ. And so I began my work April 1, April Fool's Day. What a day it was. Before I arrived, though, we had had many conversations, and you as a region had done a lot of work, a lot of listening, a lot of talking, and you had identified core values for us as a region, and you'll see them to my left. Core values: diversity, innovation, communication, and empowerment. And so I sat with those for months and listened to you and came and broke bread with you. You fed me really well. Actually, I've gained more weight than I need to, but I can say that you have been taking good care of me, and it has been such a joy to my heart to be with you in your ministry context as much as I've been able to be with you. And working with the board, we identified 7 priorities for our region moving forward as we live out God's new story for us. So I want to take just a moment to talk about those. The first one is a communication strategy designed to strengthen our covenant relationships with each other. The congregations to the region, congregations to the region, and congregations to congregations. So we've been talking and working on a plan to make sure that we are able to connect with each other, not only face-to-face, but also in this technologically advanced and often challenging world of ours, virtually. And so in the coming months, you are going to, particularly our congregations, are going to be receiving surveys asking you what kinds of hardware do you already have in your church, and what kind of human resources do you have to operate that technology. And based on what you tell us, then we are going to get to work with a consultant and then contract persons to make sure that we are able to talk to each other across the 311,000 square miles. Amen. Some of you are already way ahead of us on the game, and you can help us learn how to do it in our region, regional office, as well as some of the congregations in your district. That communication is not going to be just virtual, but also we want to set up in our districts networks where our pastors and our leaders and members of the congregation are coming together to share the what God is doing in your midst, in our midst, and what you are dreaming that God is calling you to do. And so that communication is going to be critical for us moving forward. I've talked to a couple of people in other judicatories. The Episcopal Church in this area has wired all of their congregations. They've got a big budget to be able to do that. And we do have some resources. God has blessed us. I'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute. But the second priority is our reconciliation ministry. We, as a denomination, have stated that we value anti-racism, pro-reconciliation work. And so the Ministry of Reconciliation has been one that has been a little dormant in the region for a while, but we do have a new chairperson who has been having dialogue and will be pulling together a team that will move forward to help us be more faithful to living into that. One of the things that I said for a while is that we say who we believe God is calling us to be, and then God will make sure that we have opportunities to be who we say God is calling us to be. And so the Reconciliation Ministry is formulating, and if you have an interest in that or any of these ministries, we look forward to hearing from you. The third ministry is our children, youth, and young adult ministry. That is a priority for us. We are looking at developing more opportunities throughout our region for our youth to get to know each other. Again, the expanse of who we are makes it a challenge. And so one of the things that we have discovered is that we have a camp in Eastern Idaho, and we also partner with the United Church of Christ and use their facility at La Foray down right outside of Colorado Springs. But what we want to do is to begin to let our young people have the space and place for them to be nurtured and to grow into their own faith with us helping them just as someone helped us. Amen. Young adults and youth, I have to say, that I did do a week of chaplaincy with our high schoolers this summer, and I tell you, they are ready. I felt ancient, but they were just so kind and generous to me. I do recognize that bunk beds just really don't agree with me anymore. So we're going to work on that for next summer. The fourth priority is new church and making disciples. We have been blessed to be able to have a soft launch of a new congregation. You'll hear more about that in the Thornton area. But we have a commitment, a renewed commitment, to live out the call of making disciples. And so we are going to make sure that we're putting our energies in that area, as well as the revitalization and transformation of our congregations, our 48 congregations. Every Christian church throughout, not just the United States, but the world, is in some form of transformation. And so we want to be able to be the church of our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and the children and the generations to come. And there are things that we need to do to make that happen. And the beginning of that starts with us and being intentional and making it a priority for our region. The fifth priority is the revitalization of our congregations. And then the sixth is creating the generosity of giving. We heard from our general minister and president yesterday at the clergy convocation that our GMF monies are decreasing. And congregations are really strapped. But God is the God of abundance. And God does not want us to lack anything that we need to be fully who God is calling us to do. And so we need to begin to look at ways of allowing the Spirit to help us rethink our giving. Because the region cannot be who we need to be without us all investing all of our gifts and graces. The last priority is to educate and equip our congregations for ministry in the 21st century. And so those are our priorities, and we have teams that are already up and going, but the region is in a phase of rebuilding and reclaiming and being reshaped by the Holy Spirit. And so we're asking you, one, to join us in this time of imagining and praying for what God imagines for us. We are blessed that we are a region that is healthy financially. And so back in June, I think, the property that we had in downtown Denver was sold. And that allowed us financial resources to be able to invest in the priorities. One of the things that's clear about us is that our investments and our priorities, they will not bear fruit if we don't invest in them. And so we are looking, we've already designated some of the funds from the sale of our property in downtown Denver. We were able to sell that property for $6.2 million. God be praised.
And let the church say amen.
God, hallelujah, God be praised. And so as we have listened to you and heard you and shaped these priorities, part of the funds are going to be already invested in our Christian Church Foundation and also in the Central Rocky Mountain Region Foundation. And a part of that has been set aside for us to begin to shape these priorities. And so I just ask for all of us to give ourselves to this work that is before us. None of this is in stone. There may be things that we say, Central Rocky Mountain region, I'm not so sure we should be putting that much money in this area. But our values will determine where we invest our money. And so right now, these are the places where we are looking at investing the funds that we have. So I am excited about the journey. I told the the search team when they called me in for the second interview, I said, God is doing a new thing in the church. God is forcing us to do a new thing. just by sheer decreases in budgets and members. We are being forced to look at who we are and who God is calling us to be in this new season, and I don't want to be left behind. How about you? Thank you.
$6.5 million does not mean you can stop giving, so don't do that. Reverend Robert Bright comes up for a point of privilege, I want to acknowledge a couple of our ministry partners in Brandon Young, who is with the Tennyson Center, and they are doing some wonderful work. So if you have a chance, please stand. Chance to talk with him to see what they're doing. It is a new day there. They are doing an awesome, awesome ministry. And also Rick McCullough, who is with Mission Gathering, who is doing an awesome work with us and helping us do a new church start. I want to recognize those two gentlemen, and also any of our general ministry partners who are here, if there are any who made this business meeting, if you'd please stand, we want to recognize you also. Amen. Amen. Hanging in the back. And there's a few more wandering the halls. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. At this time, have a break.
I happen to be chair of Joanne's Pastoral Relations Committee. God have mercy on her soul. As you came in this afternoon, you received a survey. And that survey is for you to fill out during this session. I'm afraid that I'm not allowing you to have any nap time. In order to give honest expression to what you think regional priorities should be, things that the region is doing that we're not doing, and what you think of Joanne to this point. As the survey was developed, there was a little bit of tongue in cheek, so that hopefully it's, you know, everybody likes to fill out surveys, right? So that you can have some personal enjoyment while filling out those surveys. But I would like you to take the time during this business session, if you can split your consciousness just a little bit, to fill out that survey and then put it back on the registration desk as you leave. This will provide us with data and provide Joanne with some direction. I would greatly appreciate your doing that and letting your creativity and your imagination take hold and see what the Spirit guides you to say in those surveys. Thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you take time to do that. It is helpful to that our executive minister will get some feedback on what's happening, what she's doing, how you think that she's doing it. At this time, I'm going to call forth Reverend Ruben Ramirez, that he might bring up two reports, certainly one with the new congregation, North Chinonting, and also our response to Puerto Rico. He asked how much time he got, and he said something about like 2 minutes, but is that Puerto Rican time? I'm afraid not.
And hallelujah. It's two Puerto Rican minutes, and I'm going to take advantage of it. Right, Georgine? Yeah, we got it. I mean, I'm glad to be here with you in your presence today. Blessings from Mount Air Christian Church and also from the new congregation nurturing team. I want to ask you, if you would, please do something for me. Would you lift up your hands? All right. And roll them right around like this. There we go. Can you take a picture of that? I mean, I want to see this. Hallelujah. Right. All right. This is one of the things that I truly believe is important for us is to realize that we as a church are about life. Amen. Right? Amen. About life. And, you know, you've heard somewhere in there that God promised us, Jesus promised us, abundant life. And I asked God directly, and I remember 1994, what in the world does that mean? What does that mean? To have abundant life when things are not going my way. Well, I think that part of what God is being doing sneakily is to fulfill his promises, but in ways that we may not be paying attention to. And I tell you, I think that our region has experienced abundance in the past. Amen? I mean, we didn't start yesterday, right? We didn't get here just a month ago or a year ago or 10 years ago. We've been here for a long time. And our churches have experienced abundance. And I truly believe that God is at it again. Now, God's Spirit is empowering us to move in the fullest of our diversity, to exploit and embrace this plan that he's been working at. And I think that God has used vision and dreams to accomplish what he has set himself to do with us. And I think that the effort of us starting congregations is the stripping down and getting to run. I heard something about that yesterday. Or walk in some cases, right? And he's asking us to get down to it. I truly also believe that he's been inspiring us, our souls, and our minds for a long time. And now is the time. For such a time as this, God has chosen his people, Central Rocky Mountain people, to seek life.
30 seconds, right?
All right. So, now, one expression of that life, it started more or less about 3 years ago. Is Barry here?
Barry Sutton.
Yeah, Barry Sutton. Please, stand up. If you look back, that gentleman back there, I met IS about 3 years ago in Ohio, and he told me that there was this fellow starting a congregation for the Polynesian, for the Micronesian, for the islands of Micronesia in our area. And I'm like, what? Really? Is this going on? And I didn't know about it. So here's this brave guy who has identified a group of people that need Christ, that need to gather, that need to come together, hear God's word. And he's doing it. He's leading a congregation and formation for the Chukis people in Aurora, Colorado. Now, last year, I had a conversation with Pastor Lauren Richmond. Is he here?
He's out?
Okay. Oh, he's on a cruise. I'd like to be with him. All right, anyway. All right, yeah, you got it. We got a rep. and the thing about it is we just talking. It says, you know, I have this idea, this desire to start a congregation. And I met these people called Mission Gathering. I had not heard about them. And you know, they're doing this and they're doing that. And all of a sudden, Lauren is working on it. It didn't take permission to look, to search, to dig, to find out what God is doing, because something in him was pushing. Now, he had talked to Rich, which we have already introduced, is the lead visionary of and missiologist. I love that title, bro. For a mission gathering movement. And now they're launching officially in October. Come on. Yeah, I mean that. If there's a reason, if there's a reason to say hallelujah, it's that. It's happening. Now, there's also a newly ordained minister around us. His name is Reverend Tavita Wesse. Ooh. And he's also been working with the Tongan community in Utah to do something from within, to shape something that is addressing a different demographic around the Islander community. And I'm referring not to the old young people like me. I'm talking about the young people, right? Which is really a demographic that is popping out in our face and saying, we need you. We need God. So he's been preparing for many years, and now he's at it. Now, apart from Revive Conference in February, which is a number of us participated in that event for Mission Gathering, they also offered a new church training here in August. There was 13 people that participated in that event from our region. Would you please stand if you were present at that training? Barry, come on. You can stand again. All right. Dora. Yeah, there we go. See, they're here. You see these people? They were there. They were hearing. They were listening. They were present, learning, discerning, probing our assumptions, struggling, asking questions. Is this for real? Is this what God is leading us? And I just want to thank Rich for what you did, for what you provided, and also your team, for the material that was offered to us and that opportunity to share. Now, God has been at work. That's the 1 minute mark, right? 1 minute mark. And we're called to join. We're called to join what God is doing. Do you know that in the 5 states of our region where there is a large population of Hispanic folks, there is not one Hispanic or bilingual congregation? I mean, people have been here for centuries. And not because I am Hispanic. I just came the other day. But there's people here that are yearning to hear a message of Christ alive. And did you know that there's a large demographic of what is labeled today as unchurched? Hello? Huge, right? Huge. And they're yearning for it. They're seeking spiritual connection. They're seeking guidance for their souls. And I believe we need to be intentional about that. So for this work to be more intentional, we've gathered a team. And yes, I called it a team, not a committee, right, Pastora Joanne, right? It's not a committee. It's a team, because in true disciples fashion, you know, a committee can talk forever and do nothing. But we need to act. We need to move. So, Pastor Lynn Smith, if you would please stand up. And she's from Colorado Springs. And Pastor Reggie Chapman and Pastor Vineta Wilkinson from Utah, Granger, Nestor Gomez, and Joanne and I have come together and have been meeting since May. Thank you. For being in a minute, I'm going to call you up. We've been meeting since May, and we've been working at building the airplane in the air.
That is not my quote. That is not my quote.
All right, anyway. So we're defining processes, strategies, and scheming. There's some schemes out there, right, Debbie? We're scheming. And we are intentional. We actually intentionally changed the name from New Church Development Team to New Congregation Nurturing. Because we believe that the church did not start now. The church's been at it for a long time. So we are not starting new churches. We're starting new congregations that will be part of what the church is doing. Amen? That has deep significance. It's not about us, although it is.
1:25.
Uh-huh. Got 20 seconds? All right. So we're joining God in mission, and this is the end, the last 20 seconds, brother.
Amen.
I think we've heard the message from Reverend Terry Owens, our GMP. And I think we heard it even before she came. But she confirmed it for us. We got to get naked. Right? Sorry you missed it, brother. We got to get naked and run. We got to run. Was that the message, Pastor? Okay. And I'm always for that. So I would like to ask at this moment, Barry, please, if you would. Tavita, please, if you would. Rich, please, if you would, to come forward.
And yeah. Nick Nicholson representing.
Yes.
Nick Nicholson. Mm-hmm. Nick Nicholson.
Uh-huh.
Representing Mission Gathering Thornton.
Okay. Oh, he, okay. She. Nick. All right. Sorry.
Yes, we're going to keep our clothes on for now. Don't worry. What I would like to do is to use next year's General Assembly theme in John 14, Abide in Me. I think that this speaks way tons to what we're doing, right? Abide in Me. Apart from Me, you can't do anything, but in Me, everything is possible. You can bear much fruit. So please, Pastor, if you would please, Reverend Thomas.
And we want the whole region. They belong to us. So if you would please stand and let us call them forth together.
If we can do one thing, is to pray. Is to pray that the Spirit of God will lead men and women that are motivated, that have this energy to do what God is calling us to do. To come together. And there's many more that God is lining up. I'm telling you, we're scheming. This is being done. Let's pray. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. As my good brother Jose used to say, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us.
Yes.
These are your chosen. And others that are out there that are just listening and paying attention and saying, God, what is it that you're calling us to do?
Yes.
We pray, oh God, that you and your spirit and your son's modeling will show us the way. We pray for each one of these folks, Lord, that have started already in that movement. Brave, courageous folks, ministers of your word, that you may continue to equip them, that you may continue, Lord, to guide them on the way. And again, for all the others, that you are preparing, that you already are doing your work in their hearts, Lord. Bless them. Continue to encourage them. And use us, Lord, for your purposes and for your church. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
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 And let the church say,
Amen. Amen.
There's a clip that I'd like for us to see in a second, if we could. Go ahead, Rick. Blast it. Mount Air Christian Church decided that we wanted to take on a challenge, Puerto Rico. But we're small. And still, there is a lot of us. And I don't know if you saw the theme here is there is joy in Puerto Rico today. But that doesn't mean that there's still not suffering. And this is just a sample, just a little bit, of what the experience in the island is. And now I've been in touch with the minister of the church, the Disciples of Christ in Puerto Rico, and there are already projects that are going on, and this is their plea: come. We don't necessarily need much, but we need you. Come, walk with us. Help us. Now, I've asked the board to consider this as a mission focus for the whole region. And the board has agreed that this should be part of what we do. But we really need the congregations, each member, individuals, on congregations to take this on, and more will be revealed.
I think you should have used the Puerto Rican clock also for the earlier report. Praise God. With that, there is a recommendation coming from the regional board. You can find it on page 29. In just, it is a resolution suspending Article 6, Section 5 of the design, whereas the design of the Christian Church Central Rocky Mountain Region was approved by Regional Assembly in Grand Junction in April 24th, 2004, whereas in Article 6, Section 5, the design states the term of office for regional board members, whereas the term of office for each a member of the regional board elected by a regional assembly or selected by the district of the region shall begin on July 1st after the member's election and continue until the 30th day of the second year thereafter. Whereas the election of and selection of the regional board members will not be approved by regional assembly known as Fall Feast by July 1st. Whereas the regional, the Central Rocky Mountain region DOC is committed to ministries and justice and compassion. Therefore, let it be resolved that we, the Central Rocky Mountain region, suspend Article 5, Section, Article 6, Section 5 until such time that such a said article can be rewritten to ensure that the terms of the office of members of the board will begin after the approval by regional assembly of the region. And also, let it be resolved that until such time Article 6, Section 5 is rewritten, the term of the office for the board members will begin on the first full day after the month of approval by regional assembly and continue until the slate of board members are approved by the assembly. This is coming from the board. It does not need a second. Are there any questions? Yes.
This implies that our fees can be in either the spring, in which case it will probably, the slate will probably be April or May or June or whatever, or it can be in the fall. Is that correct? Our fees will be in either of those two?
Yes, it could, well, yeah, the fees could be anywhere. And so the design had limited when we could do the feast. So this is loosening up. Now, we're not setting the timelines. If in this particular case, the dates kind of work in terms of the first full month thereafter, and if we move back to a spring feast, then it may be a couple of months before they come into service. But the board will be working on some areas within the design that needs to be looked at as we work to be who we need to be by God's direction, and there will be some changes. And just so right now, we want to work with clarity and transparency. So we want you to know that one, we're not fulfilling the designs, the covenant of design, and we want your permission to say, hey, this is okay for now until we do an actual rewrite that will come before the region.
My question was just whether or not this was saying that our fees can be essentially any time.
Yes, really, it is saying that, yes. Are there any other questions? All in favor of this resolution signify by saying yes. All against by no. Are there any abstentions? The resolution has passed. Next piece of business is the slate of officers for the, 2018-2020. Board can be found on a page here somewhere. What page is that? 30. Page 30. Vanetta, do you want to do this, or is it all right if I do this for you? All right, thank you. There you see the officers, moderator, Reverend Vanetta Gulfin Rickerson will be the moderator. Moderator-elect, Melissa St. Clair from the Heart of the Rockies. Vice moderator, Brad Burton, from Grand Junction. Secretary, Lynn Smith from First Colorado Springs. Treasurer, Dan Woods from Village Christian Church in Colorado Springs. Are there any questions? Yes. Alrighty. Question? Yes. Will the nominees, if you are here, please stand. Melissa Sinclair is on sabbatical at this time, but if our other, Lynn Smith, Dan Woods is cruising, I think. Bless his heart. Okay, so these are our members who are present of officers. Are there any other questions? So I present to you then with the recommendation of removing October 1, 18 to September 30, 20th will be stricken. That may be incorrect. So if we strike out September 30th and leave October 1st, would that be sufficient, acceptable? Let the record reflect that. Are there any other issues? All in favor of this slate of officers being elected, signify by saying yes.
Yes.
All against by no. Are there any abstentions? This motion passes. At this time, I'm going to ask that the regions, the districts separate. If I could have Western District back there in that corner. Up here, we can have Northern District, Trash Valley District over here, and Metro over in that corner. If you would separate and decide if you want the names that are listed to be affirmed, I need you to affirm who your representatives will be. That is not done by the entire region, it is done by the districts. You are Northern District, right here. Okay. Joanne?
church or our other church and what it means to the region. And we have a unique cause. And you know, in the next 2 years, we would hope that we would really identify as a northern district. We have some great churches and some great leaders out there. So I see myself as a transitional board member. And at the same time, some of us are doing this process literally go in the corner and somebody goes in their hand and let you know we have a board member.
2 minute warning. My watch.
Somebody else has put my name up. A couple of people have actually put my name up. I am honored by the spirit. I will commit what I believe in the mission of my work. And it really is important that we find somebody and identify somebody of another generation, possibly another sex, and all of that. Maybe not clergy, and all those possibilities we will serve. The second thing, and this is really key. Cheyenne was volunteered and accepted. Well, no, the reason being, we decided that Cheyenne is the most centrally located church. And sometime this spring, we're going to have a one day really exciting time when maybe we can really begin to think about whether it's Ruben's idea of church. It's a whole lot of something. The shift of demographics is enormous. And we're talking about trying to bring in outside resource people to be a portion of the fellowship and connection. And really, Cheyenne is the most centrally located of the Northern Church. So that was kind of the idea. That's a very interesting
You have the tools. God has blessed you.
Okay. Everybody in agreement that we need to speak against what we're working at or revising?
Please raise your hands.
Thank you very much. And I appreciate you. I see it very much as a transition.
So we also want to emphasize over here together that we're working on a bunch of leadership demands.
Let's wrap up, please. You're going to name them. If they're okay, Metro, please close. Let us gather back together. Western District, do you affirm President Jason Kuhn and Representative Nise Lael affirmed?
Let us hear it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Northern District, do you affirm Doug Goodwin as president?
Yes.
And who do you affirm as your representative? Hallelujah. Trass Valley, do you affirm John Dale as president?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Do you affirm Representative Ann Evans?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Metro, do you affirm Tom Albin as president?
Yes.
Do you affirm Dora Devan as representative?
Yes.
That slate has cleared. Amen. The next portion will be special. Is it special thanks? Turn that over to Reverend Benetto.
There is a saying in the work of the church and most public sector work that the people who serve are often volunteers. They don't get paid with money. They get paid with gratitude and thanks. And no volunteer who serves should ever be underpaid.
Amen.
That being said, I'd like to invite Tracy Morgan, George Dockery, up to the front, please. Could you come join me?
On behalf of the region, I want to thank you for your hard work and your dedication. I'm going to start with ladies first.
Amen.
Has anybody had a good time at the regional assembly?
Oh, yeah. Writing on her calendar.
generation. You've been so faithful.
Yes.
So generous. So thoughtful. And I personally appreciate it. Not, I thank you on behalf of the region, but this is Vanetta saying thank you. Because he was whispering a little bit of encouragement. I said, the closer this has gotten, the weirder it's felt. He said, you're going to be all right.
Highly gifted. Highly gifted. Yeah.
Thank you for all he's done.
Tracy, you have an announcement for us. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. No, you don't. Not yet. I need the, who you need, the new officers?
Yes.
The officers?
Yes. So our newly elected officers, I invite you to please come forward. Vanetta is already here in place. And Melissa, of course, is on sabbatical. Brad Barton, I had a commitment. Len Smith, would you please come forward? And then we are asking all of our newly elected and continuing district representatives to come forward as well.
Hallelujah. Yes.
We are grateful to you who have said yes to God and to this region to serve and to make sure that our covenant relationships with each other remain strong and that we move into God's future for us. So we are grateful to you. Let us remember the model of leadership provided. Well, first of all, let me just call your names. I think that people need to make sure that you know who you are. So if you would say who you are.
Doug.
And you are representing?
Northern District President.
I'm Nise, I'm representing the Western District.
I'm Mark, I'm representing the Northern District.
I'm Vanetta, I will be serving as moderator.
Dora Devan, Metro Representative.
Lynn Smith, your humble secretary.
Tom Holland, Metro President.
Ben Evans, Tracy.
Southern District.
Southern District.
John Dell, Southern District.
We renamed our district this morning.
That's okay.
It's a short little name. Okay.
Church at work.
There you go. Because
there's no river in Farmington.
Did you pass? Oh, there's a liturgy. Each of you. Oh, he's already retired from his.
Now look at that man run.
Yeah.
How did he do it?
You know, I haven't even gotten naked yet.
That's what I said.
And we thank you.
We are. God's beloved, let us remember the model of leadership provided by our Lord, who came not to be served, but to serve, and who said to his disciples, whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave to all.
In Christ's name and by his grace, we accept our mission of witness and service to all people.
Let us remember the unity that God has given us, one body, one spirit, one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and creator of all, over all, through all, and in all.
We rejoice in God, maker of heaven and earth, and in the covenant of love, which binds us to God and to one another.
Let us remember the church we are chosen to serve, using the gifts with which we are equipped, for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ.
We are joined together in discipleship and in obedience to Christ.
Let us remember the commission the head of the church gave his followers to go into all the world witnessing, making disciples, baptizing, teaching, and serving, and realize that the charge is intended for those who would lead the church.
In the bonds of Christian faith, we yield ourselves to God that we may serve the one whose kingdom has no end.
The affirmation is in your spirit, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Do you now gladly accept the particular offices to which you have been elected, and do you promise to fulfill your duties?
I do, the Lord be my helper.
Let us all join our hearts and spirits to God and each other as we pray. We thank you, God, for these who have accepted special service roles in your particular church here in the Central Rocky Mountain region. We see gifts in them that can be put to good use in building up the body of Christ and in the ministry of reconciliation. Preserve the resolve of each of these servants, preserve the resolve each of these servants has at this moment. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the head of the body of which we are members. And we commit to praying for them throughout this term of service. Amen. I'll now declare each of you duly installed into your respective positions in the office of the church. May the God who created us give us grace to carry out the ministries to which we are called. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
These beautiful stoles, you saw them last night, were made by Lena Fagerman. I'm glad somebody else said. Lena, would you stand up? Lena was our artistic giver. Not only the stoles, but the beauty of this sanctuary, Lena's creative graces have continued to bless us. So thank you. Go forth.
All right, Vanetta said a lot of nice words, and you applauded for a lot of nice things, and I'm so pleased that this has been a good experience for you. But this does not happen with one person. It takes way too many gifts. And Joanne pointed out Lena, but Lena was just part of a group of people, that met monthly for about 18 months now to bring all of this together, and from all over the region. If you were on that committee, would you please stand?
Don't be shy.
Thank you, committee. It took before even that group got together, it took Casper, the congregation of Casper, Wyoming, saying, yes. We will do this. If you are part of the congregation of Casper, Wyoming, will you please stand? Thank you. Thank you so much for your hospitality. And the pictures and the, it's been so exciting being here. And this is, I'm so excited I get to do this. Because in 2 years, we're going to meet again. And another church has stepped up and said yes. No, I can't say it's another church. It's not another church. It's a number of churches in the Salt Lake City area. Granger Community Christian Church, the First Tongan Christian Church, the First Congregational Christian Church of Samoa, and St. Francis of Assisi Christian Church. All of those guys are going to be hosting us next time. Yeah! Thank you, Salt Lake City churches. We're so excited to be heading up to Salt Lake City. All right, excitement.
As we come to a close, I wanted a point of privilege, really, asked by your incoming moderator to say a word. And of course, I said yes.
I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise will continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise will continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt God's name together. Okay, I'm going to try this one more time. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt God's name together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is an honor and a privilege to serve you. I am excited, a little intimidated, and it's like 1,000 miles going on in my head at the same time. But I ask for this time because for some of you, hopefully I will see most of you between now and the time you get to Salt Lake, but some I might not. So I want us to start out on the path of getting busy. There'll be folk who will go home, like poor Jennifer back there. She's going to go home and go to sleep. I'm counting on your executive regional minister to go to sleep, to wake up and then go someplace and hide and take a vacation. I get to tell you that now, don't I?
I hope it works better for you than it did me.
But before we get off, I want to talk to you about a couple of things. First, I want to say thank you to each one of you for being here. Yeah. For each one of you that's in the room. Now, there are a lot of people in the region who care what happens in regional ministry. And there are people who are not here for a lot of very good reasons. But I want to take the time to say to you, because you are physically here in this place, that we appreciate. We are thankful to God for you being present here. Because I'm counting on you to do some things. Did you tell them already? There are people who say I'm bossy. I don't know why. I'm going to ask you to do two things. First of all, is there something going on in your congregation that you're proud of? Just whisper it out. You don't have to shout.
Family promises.
All right. Over there, y'all got anything going on back there? Okay, okay. I think starting tomorrow there will be an email address, board@crmr.org. Please send us a story, just a few lines, a picture. We love pictures. Tell us something that you're doing, that you're proud of. At our church, I always talk about Project Cornucopia. I tell anybody who will listen long enough. We cut off our parking lot. We bring in a whole lot of folk. We give away as much stuff and information. I will always tell you a story about what's going on at Granger. What's going on at your church? Yeah. What's going on in your community? Will you tell us?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me help you with something. I've heard some very kind things said about Baptists in this session. I was Baptist first. Then I was Methodist. Then I went to college, and we don't talk about those years. Then I went back to the Methodist. Then I found the disciples, and I got saved, okay? But there's something about my Baptist history that has never fallen away from me, and that is, if you don't talk back to me, it's going to be a long day.
Oh, yes, we've done a lot of things.
Hallelujah, see? Will you tell us, send us an email at board@crmr.org. Tell us what's going on at your church. What are you doing that's good? What are you doing that's making a difference? We need to tell our story. The other thing I will ask you to do is to commit to pray every week in your congregations that we as a region will hear God's will. We won't be distracted by our preferences, by our nostalgia, by our comfort, by our history, by our fears, by our doubts, but we will pray to hear God speak. I'm asking you to pray every week from now to the end of the year.
Amen.
Because there are two rules, and with that, I'll set you free. Rule number one, God has a plan. God's plan is bigger than us. God's plan includes us. Rule number one, God has a plan. God's plan is bigger than us.
God's plan is bigger than us.
God's plan includes us.
God's plan includes us.
Now, rule number two. Nothing about me, about you, my experience, or anything else changes rule number one.
Hallelujah.
Nothing changes rule number one.
Amen.
Looking forward to working with you. Go in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, no, that's fine. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. This is a... You taught them well. A second. Can I get a second? Motion is approved. Go forth in peace and power.